Guys Talk Network. It's the New Year's Eve edition. If you're going to go out and do a little partying tonight and celebrate the end of 2016 and the beginning of 2017, Grilling Guys would just like you to be careful and pick a designated driver, because nobody needs to get hurt over just another day on the calendar. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there? You're playing on your phone, man.
Yeah, we've lost a couple of great movie stars, Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
And, of course, her daughter a day before.
Right, that's crazy.
Princess Leia.
Yeah, right.
How awful.
I know.
Both great actresses. People are dropping like flies right now. I'm going to try and be careful when I go down those steps.
Right, yeah. Right. We talked about that in the last segment. Not funny that people are passing away, but you falling down the stairs and being okay, now I can laugh about it. So, but anyway, we tend to do house parties for New Year's Eve. I'm not a guy that goes out to a hotel or a bar or something like that. I try to hang loose at home. It's kind of amateur night.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Might have a couple or two over for some dinner. Went over to our friends at Sobey Meats, and Tim, as he always is very generous, and also if he knows you're coming, he'll cut a little something special for you. And we're going to do porterhouse steaks on the grill is what we're going to do. And I've got a half a dozen of them that are about the size of a dinner plate, it seems. And I always get those because then I have the bone for the dogs, right? And so you get the filet piece on one side, you get the New York strip piece on the other side.
Right.
Nice bone down the middle that you can pull out. And when Michelle's over, we have her yellow lab is with us as well. So I got two dogs that I need to feed a big old steak bone to.
You're a dog lover.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be throwing down some porterhouse steaks for the New Year's, along with a bunch of munchies. And that's kind of where I go now, is let's go down that munchie trail. What are you doing, man?
Well, I don't know. I default to bacon a bunch. I got a bunch of, 30-somethings coming over. Nephews, nieces, my kids. My oldest is 30, her husband.
Right.
So I want to do just fun snacks, and for some reason I'm lazy maybe, but bacon is a default. I can't stay away from it.
You can kind of put it on anything, can't you?
I love it, yeah. So just going to play around with a bunch. And one of the things that Chef Jeff taught us, Jeff Dewey, is the stuffed bacon-wrapped dates.
Yeah.
And those are so good. They've become just a favorite. And there's so many things you can put in them, like a pecan or blue cheese or feta or any kind of cheese, some hard cheddar. Aged provolone is really nice because you can cut little slivers and it slides in. I do tend to like that.
Right.
And it melts just enough. But then you just take a third of a slice of some thin bacon, wrap it around it, throw a toothpick on it, boom.
Yeah, the dates are around this time of year in the stores because they're a traditional holiday dried fruit, right? And they don't have they've been pitted. You got to get the pitted ones.
Yes.
So it creates a little void in the center. That's where you put your cheese or your nut or whatever you're stuffing in it. But the key to what you just said was the thin bacon. Don't use the thick stuff because it takes too long to cook and it'll melt all the cheese out of the center of the date if you're using cheese.
And you don't want it rubbery.
Right. But that's a sweet, salty, with the cheese in there, it's just a great little bite. And they're a one-biter. You snap them in the mouth, and it's like everywhere we take those, you and I make those a lot, and everywhere you take them, probably about half the people have never had them.
Right.
And then so they're like, wow, dates. Ooh, I don't like dates. My mom used to make me dates, right? Not this way. They're awesome. So, that's a good snack. Easy to make. You roll them on the grill once just to let the – or you can do them in the broiler if you're not grilling and you don't want to go outside. But either way, just enough to get that bacon done is all you really want to do
there. Exactly. So another one is water chestnut with a little bacon wrapped around it, and then you finish it off with some sweet and sour or some terry sauce, or whatever your favorite little finishing glaze is, an orange bourbon, something like that is good. But water chestnut are just fantastic. I don't know. They're halfway healthy.
Right, and you're using the sliced ones out of the can, right?
Yeah, you can use the sliced or the whole. The whole tend to work a little bit better because they're large enough that you have a good-looking wrap. And otherwise, the slices are just kind of thin and
little disc,
Or you can throw, like, of course, saganaki, which is chicken livers, and I use water chestnut as a base on those, and then I wrap them with bacon. And sometimes I'll put a little piece of pineapple on top. That's how they
now you're getting fancy. You got three or four
ingredients. Yeah.
Or ingredients.
And then you finish it off with a sweet and sour Chinese, the red Chinese sauce.
Oh.
And that's a beautiful presentation. You just pour that sweet and sour over the whole tray when you're done, kind of drizzle a little. Oh.
Now, would you grill those or would you broil those?
You grill them.
Okay. So they got a toothpick in them to hold them all together?
They do.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very cool.
And actually, you end up with two because you have a toothpick from the top to hold the pineapple on and the water chestnut on the bottom.
Right.
And it's quite a process. But
speaking of two toothpicks, I make these bacon-wrapped shrimp. They're just as easy as they sound. Again, all of this stuff is with the thin bacon because the stuff on the inside, you don't want to overcook if it takes too long to cook the bacon. But my tip on those is use two toothpicks or two skewers if you run four or five of them on a couple skewers at a time.
That's the best way to do it.
Right.
Metal skewers.
Right. And the thing is that with the two skewers or the two toothpicks, you can flip them on the grill and they don't spin. They hold together, so you can just grab the two skewers, turn them over one time, and you're cooking both sides. And especially with shrimp, you want the thin bacon because the shrimp will cook up in 2 or 3 minutes on the grill, and you don't want to go much longer than that with the bacon because two things. One, you don't want to overcook the shrimp, but two, you'll get flare-ups with bacon as it renders. The fat comes off it, and if you're over the open flame, you're going to want to keep those things moving a little bit so that they don't burn on you because bacon goes from awesome to bitter when it gets burned. So just want to be careful on that one. And maybe not too hot of a grill because that way you've got a little more time to work with it.
Now, everybody likes the little weenies. I tend to like the Hillshire Farm version.
Yep.
They're the best flavor. And I tend to like their breakfast sausage too, if I don't have the chance to get to Sobeys and get the homemade stuff.
Right.
But you can take those little weenies and wrap them in bacon and then take a little brown sugar and mustard and make a little bit of a glaze. And so you grill up those weenies with the bacon on them. And right as you're taking them off, you just drizzle a little of that brown sugar mustard glaze on there. And, oh, my gosh, they're so good. Not healthy. I mean, you know, it's pretty fatty and pretty bacony, but it's so stinking.
They're tasty,
good.
Not
New
healthy.
New Year's, you
right?
know?
Yeah.
You can do your New Year's resolution and go join Snap Fitness and get in shape the next day.
You know what?
Day.
I need to talk to you about that, too, because they've been a generous sponsor of the show here for the last year, and I've not taken advantage of the membership that they had provided me, and I need to do that. That is, I'm not a big resolution guy. It's just they're close to my house, and I need to take advantage of it and go down there and start getting a little exercise. So we'll be reaching out to them and see if we can get Jop into a little bit better shape for the 2017. Because
so you never went down and registered?
I did not.
It's been a year, Jop.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You, I can see it's made a huge difference in you, but
I wouldn't say huge because I fell off the wagon.
No,
for
I was
a while.
Saying huge. That's what I was saying. But yeah. There's a metaphor there.
I'll tell you what, I'm in a lot better shape than I was a year ago.
Sure, sure. Why wouldn't you be? I mean, if you're going to take care of yourself and you're going to get down there and go once or twice a week, you were talking about how you tune into the Netflix and do your workout while watching a movie on your phone.
I'm on the elliptical, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's a pretty cool way to do it. I can see myself
doing
that.
Great, because it's really boring being on elliptical.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the next segment, we want to talk about some shrimp, and I came up with a cool variation for some mac and cheese. And again, sometimes these things are by accident. You're going through the fridge trying to come up with a recipe, and you're missing that one key thing. So I'm going to talk about some mac and cheese that is going to blow your mind, and it was by accident.
What I'm going to talk about is very often when I do pulled pork, I'll do butts on the smoker, there'll be one or two of them left over because anytime I cook for anybody, I always make extra. So make sure we don't run out. And you know, lo and behold, you got extra around. I've got a whole bunch of pulled pork appetizers that are easy to do. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about the munchie on New Year's Eve. Stick with us. We'll be back.